Yeah, really well. Thanks, guys. Looking forward to the game tonight.
Yeah, it should be a good one. You can hear it live from 7 o'clock here on Radio Yorkshire. Mark Wilson's got me down there. Stats joining them as well Leeds United travel to St Andrews to take on Birmingham City. Let's have a quick look at your fixtures, as we like to do for the view for the upper. We're having a quick look back. Obviously, a 2-0 win away at Reading in your last fixture, beaten by Brighton at home. Home form not looking too clever at the minute, is it? Let's know what's going on with Birmingham City. What's happening right now? Have we got injuries to consider? What's going on with the team?
I think basically, the Brighton game was stood out as certainly a poor result. I think what happened is sort of a standalone event, really. I think Gary Rowett recognised that Birmingham would just needed to pull something out of the hat to gatecrash the top six. So he experimented a little bit in that Brighton match and played Clayton Donaldson, who, as I'm sure you Yorkshire folk will know, is a very good centre forward, but he played him out wide. And the system didn't really work, really. So I think when Blues have struggled in the last couple of games, I think it's tended to be because they're trying to do something different just to see if they can, you know, up the points tally a little bit to get into that top six. I think now the home form in 2016 has been okay, to be fair. I mean, it's only Wednesday, I think, and Brighton have won at St Andrews. So they're certainly confident tonight. They're very, very optimistic about backing up Saturday's win.
I mean, when you look at the job that Gary Rowett's done, it's been marvellous, hasn't it, really? I know he signed a new contract not too long ago, and although the playoffs may be out of reach, I know there's still a chance now. I suppose looking back at where the club were and where they are now, he really does deserve a lot of credit.
Absolutely. I mean, the playoffs are out of reach. I mean, I think most rational people would have said at the start of the season that the playoffs are out of reach, because certainly Birmingham's budget isn't in the top six in the division. And if you think back to where they were when Rowett arrived, was 23rd in the Championship, finished 10th at the end of his first season, and now they're pretty comfortably inside the top 10, could maybe finish 7th or 8th. And then you assess that against the money that's been spent. I think you have to say he's done a good job. Even his most ardent critics, and there are two or three, would have to admit that Birmingham are better off with him than without him, I think.
Wow, that is an interesting call. That Birmingham City, of course, they're like you said, they're definitely going to be in the Championship next season. Maybe try and get into those playoffs. And if they're looking ahead to next season, I'm sure a lot of them are. Potential of the Midlands derby returning.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people looking forward to that. There was a bit of discussion back in January time when it looked like Blues had a very decent shot of the playoffs and potentially going up, whether they actually wanted to stay down to play Villa, or whether they wanted to bypass Villa, or they wanted Villa to avoid relegation so they could play them in the Premier League. There's a lot of enjoyment. You go to St Andrews and tonight there'll be plenty of Villa songs. It's a fixture that they haven't played in the league for 5 years. They played each other in the League Cup earlier this season, and that was a great occasion for the fans. To a home and away in a league with something really meaningful on the line. I think when the fixtures come out, that will be the first fixture every Birmingham City fan looks for, and probably Aston Villa ones as well but although they probably wouldn't admit it.
And I mean, looking at tonight's game, there's two players who Leeds United fans know something about. It's, first of all, Will Buckley, who obviously had a loan spell with the Whites, is now at Birmingham. And also, Carl Lafferty, who revealed not too long ago that the move to Leeds United almost did happen in January.
Yeah, that's right. It was Buckley hasn't... I'd be surprised if he was involved tonight, to be honest with you. Of the four wingers Birmingham have got, there's obviously Cotchell and Magoma, who was at Wednesday last season, and they've got a young lad come through the academy, Viv Solomon Ottobor, and I think they really want Viv Solomon to push on next season, so they're going to use him, I think, more so than Buckley. Just not happened for Buckley, really. He scored on his full home debut for Blues, and then played, I think, four or five straight games, but he looked like a player who hasn't had enough games for 18 months. He needs to go somewhere, I think, if it's not going to be Sunderland. He needs to go and have a manager say, look, you've got half a season, just play yourself into form. Unfortunately, Birmingham can't do that. As regards Kyle Lafferty, yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, actually. Really engaging character. you know, quite modest and self-effacing, but you know, very very pleasant and outgoing as well. I think he was as frustrated as anybody that the Leeds move didn't come off in January, and he said that he'd become resigned to the fact that nothing was going to come off this season. So I think in terms of a loan move, so I think he's quite surprised to be playing in this match, to be honest with you. And you know, but for a slightly different outcome, he could have been playing in this match for Leeds. It's funny how football works in that way.
And if he scores tonight, my word, that's going to be an interesting one, isn't it, for both sets of fans, really. Looking at tonight, who are the danger men? Who should we be looking out for who could just hurt Leeds? You know, Leeds not exactly on the greatest run of form at the moment. So only been, they've only got 1 point out of the last four games, haven't they?
Yeah. I they were unlucky at Burnley, though, weren't they, as far as I understand?
I'd say so. The performance was good.
Yeah, I saw that. They certainly missed a couple of chances, didn't they? I think as regards the Birmingham danger men, you've spoken about Lafferty there. Donaldson scored for the first time in a while against Reading. That'll do him no end of good. I think Birmingham's best player is the Arsenal lone playmaker, John Terrell. He's been absolutely excellent this season. He plays with such a maturity that you forget he's only 21 years old. He's played most of the season as a 20-year-old. Really, really talented young footballer, and you can see why he's at Arsenal. Whether Gary Rowett will pick a formation that will deploy him in his best role as in a number 10 just behind the striker, you know, is questionable. But certainly when he gets on the ball, he always looks like the Birmingham player most likely to unlock a defence.
And what we always like to do here on the View from the Opposition is get a prediction out of you. I know a lot of people sometimes sit on the fence, but come on, you can give us something. What do you reckon it's going to be tonight?
I can see Birmingham scoring. I can see Leeds scoring. I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
I'll tell you, he's not on the fence at all!
that's not a fence sitting on. That's a prediction as a result. I can't help it if I don't jump the other side to win.
Whatever, Brian. Whatever. 1-1 for you tonight. That's what we think it's going to be, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Cheers. You too. Bye bye.